Yes, sir. What's good, everybody? You know what time it is. It is Mo Sports TV. It feels so good to be back. It's been a little 2-week absent from the basement, but I'm back. And I feel better than ever.
Let's get it.
I'm with Big Ed. Yo. I'm with Andy B. And I'm with Matt Chi.
Yes, sir.
You already know we out here just doing the most.
Definitely doing the most.
We in front of everybody all the time, all day, every day. If you like sports, just know you're going to have to see us about it. If you like viral videos, you're going to have to see us about it. If you're trying to get the drop on what's going on in the NFL and the NBA, you're going to have to see us about it.
That's a Fendi. Tis a Fendi.
Straight like that. And if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck.
All right. We got a lot to talk about today. So what do we want to kick it off with? I mean, I don't know. There's so many ways we could go about this. What do you guys feel like talking about first?
Let me just get everybody in the chat real quick. Let me just get everybody in the chat, and then we'll go from there.
I think I'm going to adjust this light. I'm looking incredibly ghostly right now, and Andy is almost blending in. So I'm going to adjust that.
Yeah, turn that shit down. That boy, them boys got you looking like... There we go. That's a little better. What's good? What's good, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV. We got a lot to talk about. We got the NFL franchise tag deadline. We got some NFL news. We got some NBA news. We even going to talk a little college basketball, a little World Baseball Classic. We got a lot on the slate today, so it's going to be a good one. Make sure y'all tune in and ask us as many questions as you want, because guess who broke the Joe Mixon story? Matt Chirico.
Yes, sir. You heard it here first.
He broke the Joe Mixon story.
Yep.
And I don't give a goddamn what any of y'all talking about. Y'all can talk all the shit y'all want. But we had the drop. Matt had the drop. We had the ultimate drop. I'm not going to say who it was or how we did it. But we had the ultimate drop. We dropped that news before ESPN, before Barstool, before Fox, CBS, before TM fucking Z, son. Before TMZ, before Woj, before Schefter, before Shams, before all that.
The hate that
I don't give a fuck.
The hate was crazy. I mean, it was just, I don't want to say it was mind-boggling, because I get people don't like quote-unquote fake news, but I mean, Joe Mixon has a track record of some very bad issues legally. I don't get why this was such a shock for people and why they came to his defense so crazily. But, you know, I'm glad that the kid that was involved is okay. Apparently, it was only a couple strays to kind of his leg that he hit him. So
I'm happy the kid is alive. I'm happy that he's doing well and he's in stable condition. That's what really matters.
First time, long time. What's going on? Thanks for being here.
What's going on, brother? What's going on? Welcome. But yeah, man, it's not really about us trying to, you know, do something clickbait. And we're trying to do this. We're a sports news network. We talk about sports. We put opinions on sports. We put analysis on sports, and guess what? We break news too. If we got the drop, like for example, we broke the Knicks floor plans.
Yeah.
For the alternative courts. That's facts.
Yeah.
And this is our second drop. And there's gonna be more drops to come from there. But y'all better start respecting this shit. Our drops is valid.
They're reputable. These are reputable sources that are telling us this information. Like, and then all of a sudden, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours later, Fox starts reporting it, and they're like, "Wait, he was cooking." All right, bro.
Come on now. Now there's still more facts that need to be untold.
Yeah. We'll
so we're gonna hold our tongue from there, and we're gonna just be classy and just let us be right,
safe, you know?
And just let us be right, and the truth will come to light at the end of the day. But let's talk. You want to talk to NFL franchise tag deadline?
Let's get this out the way, man.
Daniel Jones just signed a contract, 4 years, $160 million with the New York Giants.
What the hell did he play the clapper? What the hell was that?
And 82,000, I mean, 82 million guaranteed.
82 M's guaranteed over the first 2 years, dog.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. Front load that thing. Just in case we got to drop him after year three. But here's the thing. I like it. And we've locked Saquon in. We got our guys back.
I don't know.
We got our guys back.
As far as liking it, bro.
I like it.
I don't think you got Saquon. I don't think he's playing under that franchise tag. I don't care what he says on Twitter.
Sounds good. He'll play.
I don't think he'll play on $10 million. There's no, you can't as a running back at that point. I think he's not. I don't know if he's necessarily going to take it like Le'Veon Bell, but I think he's going to take it to that, close to that point. Because I don't think he can play under that.
You don't think he bangs with New York enough to play under the tag for one season?
No, I think he has a lot of leverage.
He still has. He still has. In my opinion, I'm sorry. In my opinion, he still has to prove that he's going to stay healthy consistently.
How much is this franchise tag?
$10 million.
$10 million. And we offered him 12 and a half.
It is disrespectful. The difference between the quarterback, running back. Money is ridiculous.
Bro. Well, that's the most expensive position to the least expensive position in the NFL. So at the end of the day, people are only spending $2 million a year on their running backs, and they have two, three of them.
Well, I think it's a different – for him, it's a different case.
He's all offense.
Yeah. He's their offense.
He's not going to be next year.
No, I think –
well, then they're not going to go to the playoffs.
I think if you're giving Daniel Jones that much money – he, like, Saquon can't be the entire offense next season. If Daniel Jones is getting $40 million, then it's guaranteed that he's going to be getting, you know, some type of workload passing wise. This isn't going to all come down to Saquon.
I don't know about that's
y'all franchise. I don't.
That's
terrible.
That's a tough sell. You can't sell me on Daniel Jones being the sole purpose of the sole way their offense pushes.
I don't think
he'll
be the sole reason, but the workload isn't going to be Saquon Barkley all the time. That's not going to be as much ground and pound as we've seen this year, because they're going to go out and get him a receiver. There's no way that you go into this next year with Isaiah Hodgins. There's just no way.
Even if you don't get a superstar, so many wide receivers. What do you mean we hope? I know we're going to get some good wide receivers.
We're going to at least draft.
We're going to get Addison from USC, I bet.
Whoa. Addison's going to be a top 10
pick. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah, he's going to be one of those guys that he definitely has the capability to be. I think he probably will be in the 10 to 15 range if you want. But, I don't know.
I'll say
him
either Njigba, Addison, or Quentin.
Quentin
Johnson.
Either
or.
Are they talents that's going to push him?
Yes. They're dogs. They're fucking dogs.
No, they're all – he named really great –
dogs. That's cool.
All three.
I don't know if they're coming in and changing your offense.
It's going to be like a Justin Jefferson type receiver.
None of them. Well, Addison probably has the.
Addison is like a Devontae Smith, in my opinion.
And Quentin Johnston is literally a Mike Evans type of build. He's going to go up and get the ball. So I really like him coming in and making a difference.
And then we get a vet in free agency.
My question.
What's the question?
Are they going to be an impact like Justin Jefferson is?
Maybe. We don't know. Like, they're fucking,
I don't know.
They're fucking,
I don't think
college players.
Are,
they're going to be rookies. We don't know. That's Justin Jefferson. You're talking about a fucking top three wide receiver in the NFL.
There's just no way that Shane and Daboll are looking at this offseason and are ignoring the wide receiver position, is all I'm saying. They're going to address it one way or another. It's gonna happen.
We'll see what happens. I think there's just a lot of questions, you know what I'm saying, that are going to be answered.
Make the right picks. That's all I'm saying.
If we do, we're contenders. Straight like that.
When you pay a quarterback like this, there shouldn't be any more questions. This should be the last question. This contract should be, all right, now we go win the Super Bowl. We have our guy locked up. You really just opened up more questions by giving him
their
sex.
Are you two saying, is that your guy?
I don't think Matt's.
We don't have.
He's obviously our guy for the next 4 years. So yes, he's our guy.
Choice.
The fuck?
We don't
yes,
have a choice.
Yes, he's our guy.
Matt, I'm not asking you. He's being delusional. Do you think Danny Jones is going to lead y'all somewhere?
I mean,
yes.
What is the ceiling of the next 4 years?
To at least the NFC championship.
I think we can compete in an NFC championship game. I don't know if he's good enough to beat Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
We're going to find out when we build the roster the way we want to build it. But it might not be all the way this offseason. It might be next offseason too. But by the end of his contract, we're going to be fucking contenders in the NFC. And I promise you that shit.
I mean, the
because
thing
we
is,
already made it to the second fucking round with fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I was gonna
with
say
with fucking bullshit. We made it to the second round already. So we'll see what we actually do, what we're supposed to do in the offseason. I trust Joe Shane with all my heart. I trust Dable. I trust Kafka. I trust Wink Martindale, and I trust Daniel Jones and Saquon, and I trust the new wide receivers we're gonna have too, plus Mondale Robinson.
Are y'all still rebuilding? Y'all still rebuilding?
This is the rebuild.
This is the rebuild. We will be playing ball. We will get 10 wins next year. Yes, we're gonna run that back. Yes.
Mm. With all that being said, if you're telling me by the end of his contract you're gonna be a winning team, you won't have Saquon anymore, and you'll have to be paying other receivers. So I would guess
we'll see. We don't need Saquon to be a great team after these. I disagree with that. I said two weeks ago. You know what's funny?
I never thought that we needed to pay Saquon in order to have a solid team.
You know what's funny though?
He was your offense, bro.
I think next year you do need Saquon. I think there is a running back in this draft, but you're not drafting him in the first round if you're the Giants. Yeah. That wouldn't make sense at all. There's no difference makers at running back this year. So I think this year you need Saquon. Maybe next offseason somebody's a free agent or somebody's in the draft that you can get. But for right now, they do need Saquon.
This is how I look at it. Saquon had I was looking at this stat. So the year before Saquon, when Saquon was hurt, the three, like Gallman, who's the other two running backs that year?
Wayne Gallman. Oh, man. I mean, that was an ugly year.
It was a very ugly team.
They had the same amount of yards.
Jonathan Stewart, maybe? No, that was a mad year. Like, literally anything.
What are we at? 2021?
Yeah, 2021 running backs. They had the same amount of rushing yards and touchdowns as Saquon this year.
I'm not convinced. You're
combining three guys.
Yeah, but that's what running games are for non-stud running backs, right? It's three dogs. Obviously, he's a stud. So, yeah, he's one compared to the other three.
But we talked about
Devontae Booker.
Yes,
Booker and somebody else too on top of
that.
We talked about the fact
and Brightwell.
That no team since 2000 and I want to say 18 or 17 with Todd Gurley has been in the Super Bowl and is paying their running back more than $10 million.
Those teams are built a little differently, though. They didn't have Daniel Jones at quarterback.
But like you're such a non-believer.
You're still
like,
doubting
still
Daniel Jones.
He had a good
I
want to
see him. I want to see him with a.
He had one good
I want to see him with a true number one receiver. Although I'm not convinced that he wasn't part of the reason Galladay didn't succeed. I think he's part of the reason. Galladay was terrible, but the way he fell off a cliff definitely had something to do with it. But
I doubt it. I really don't.
I get it. Y'all trying to convince yourselves.
This is what I expected. I'm happy. I'm excited for the future. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I don't know where you pivot if you don't. Like I said, Lamar. But other than that,
you should be worried more worried about your quarterback situation than the Giants should be worried about y'all. Y'all shit.
We'll have a Kyle Shanahan.
That's fine, but you better worry about it.
Yeah, like what you're going. You're good going into next season with Brock Purdy. You're comfortable with that?
No, I'm not.
He's gonna be hurt. He's not even going to be playing.
Well, he'll be back for camp, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, is he the QB1 right now in San Fran?
Nah, I honestly think we're going back to Trey.
That's nasty.
Trey Lance never got a shot.
Yeah, He was ass.
He played four.
Yeah, no, he played a couple games and he was horrible. Bro.
I didn't like his gameplay.
It looked like the game was coming way too fast for Trey Lance in his first few games that he was playing. Like he's never gotten real competition in college.
Brock Purdy played for all 4 years.
Brock Purdy's a way more seasoned.
Purdy is the better bet, but I don't know if either of them are a great choice to go into next year with.
When Josh Johnson starts in week 1, I'm going to laugh.
Well, Jones, 15
he played one game, and
he has 23 touchdowns.
Yeah, altogether,
yeah. We're talking about throwing. Well, that matters. That matters as a quarterback in the NFL this year. Yeah. That matters as an NFL quarterback.
Brock Purdy had more touchdowns than him.
I don't care.
Now you don't care.
I don't care.
Daniel Jones played the whole season. Brock Purdy played how many games?
How many
Purdy has?
Seven.
Purdy had 25 touchdowns?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he had like 17, 18.
Yeah, okay. So
So what are we talking about? Your quarterback.
Your quarterback don't have more motherfucking touchdowns than Mike. No. Wrong. Incorrect.
So, how many did he have then, Corey?
Yeah, 17.
We did. He only had 15.
And then 17. And 23 altogether.
Count the playoffs?
No, not counting the playoffs.
Brock Purdy had 27 with. Brock Purdy had 13 regular season, 3 playoffs. So he had 16.
Stop it.
Daniel Jones.
So they were equal, but Daniel Jones played like an entire 12 weeks before him.
Like, come on, bro. That's horrible.
To be fair.
We're saying 23.
To real quick get back to the Trey Lance point. Trey Lance played one game this year, was terrible. Got hurt in the second game, started well. And his career QBR actually is.
Did he start well in that game? What was it?
In the game?
No, the first game he started. The first game was terrible. He was mid.
The second game he only played.
He did start off pretty good in the first game because I called him Cam Newton.
No, I think he went off a cliff. Yeah, he had that one good rush. I want to say he had a really good rush.
If you look at his rushing, I mean, he had 54 yards in his first.
He had a breakaway. Yeah, that was it. But other than that, Trey Lance, like passing wise, it was ugly.
Yeah. So let's pivot from the Niners because who cares? Anyway,
true.
Lamar Jackson.
What a moment.
Non-exclusive tag. What's that, 31 and a half a year?
I think 34. But
34.
Yeah, what's the difference?
So with a non-exclusive tag, a team is allowed to negotiate with Lamar Jackson. And if they decide that they want to pay Lamar Jackson more than the Ravens, then they will have to give the Ravens 2 first rounders, correct?
The Ravens have an opportunity to match that.
To match it first, yes. But if they're like, fuck it, you can have it.
We'll take the picks.
You have to add on, there's a list of teams that have already said they're not pursuing him. The Falcons, Panthers, Dolphins.
Everybody that needs a quarterback.
Everybody who needs a quarterback, except, interesting, the Washington Commanders haven't said anything yet. I think you could see that team come in there because Ron Rivera is getting old, so he might need a quarterback right now to try to win. So,
I mean,
that's really the only team that didn't say they did.
That division be cooked.
How much are you guys giving Lamar Jackson? I'm giving him 45 million.
I'm giving him 50.
48. You're
getting
and a half.
50.
What does he want?
50.
No, I think it's more. He wants all of his money guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean,
which nobody's going to give him right now.
Bro, you're an instant contender with even a decent defense. If you're Lamar Jackson,
the only team that's not an instant contender is the Panthers because every other spot on their team is pretty bad. But other than that, all the other teams I named could definitely compete right away.
Yeah.
The Dolphins would probably be the second favorites. In the
Dolphins would be crazy. The speed on that team, Lamar Jackson, Waddle, Tyreek
Hill. I don't know. It's not.
Do they have the money for that, though?
Yes. Everybody kind of has it that Tua's I list,
not,
listed.
They need a quarterback.
They're not paying Tua yet. I think we're seeing collusion in live because there's no reason why. Like, he's an MVP winner, and no team wants him. No team's willing to pay him.
Why collusion?
So the reason that I saw on Twitter, and I don't know who it was, but they said that the owners are trying to reset the quarterback market, which is 100% fair. Because Deshaun Watson totally ruined it.
So there's
a chance ownerships in every team are trying to reset the market, which if that's the case, then every owner should lose the team. But that actually is a scenario that I could see happening. So that's part of, I think, the reason. But also, it's a risk to take him because he has been hurt, but I think it's more on the way.
I mean, I feel like part of him being hurt is because he has to expand his game so much running wise. Like, he has no other option but to put his body on the line because he has nobody to throw to.
I don't think he's ever had a true like offense.
No, he's never had a
number one wide receiver.
His number one
Hollywood.
It's this of his career. Hollywood. This year it was Rashad Bateman. So you're looking at probably
he doesn't have any good weapons. Yeah. I think there will be a team that's going to try at least bare minimum to match him.
Commanders are the team.
Commanders sounds good. Like I said, don't be surprised if the Giants pull some shit off. I'm telling you, bro. Don't be surprised. I'm telling you, it's going to get nasty. It'll get nasty.
Yeah.
A Saquon Lamar read option? Forget about it. You might as well just fucking forget about it.
Saquon now?
Keep him on the tag. Fuck you mean?
You think?
I don't think he's playing on that tag. I want to.
Yeah, sound good.
I wouldn't. If I'm him, there's no way you can.
He's playing on that tag. He never got $10 million in 1 year ever in his life.
Oh,
he
no, you're right, 100%.
Now, a second, if we try to do it a second year in a row, yeah, no, he ain't doing that. Yeah.
How many tags is Lamar you can do it. Under with the Ravens?
I'm sorry.
This is his first, probably.
It might be the second
time. I want to say it's a second.
I think it's the second
third tag.
Ooh. No, it's the second time. The third tag's like 40.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like, Kirk Cousins is the only quarterback that ever got tagged three times. That's
disgusting.
Fact. He got tagged by the Commanders three times. His last year, he made $38 million, I believe was the number.
Wow.
And then he got whatever he got from Minnesota, which was less.
Dimitri, shut up. Let me dream.
He said, the fuck y'all going to pull off?
We could trade Daniel Jones and scoop him up. That's all I'm trying to say.
I hope, though.
I hope so.
Let's Derek Carr. You want to talk about that?
Derek Carr to the Saints. Derek Carr to the Saints. How are the Saints?
Well, their Vegas odds moved from plus 14,000 to plus 14,000.
Forget that. They're winning their division. Their division's terrible.
They haven't moved
I think the
at
Saints
all.
Win the division with Derek Carr.
Are they a team to bet
one,
on and then cash that out?
They don't even have AK's play next year.
Yeah, he's got some legal issues back.
So. Mike Thomas.
Michael
is,
Thomas said he's going to.
I don't trust
we'll
Michael
see.
Thomas.
I don't trust it.
I'm blowing that team up. Get picks. No, go get picks. It's over.
I'm drafting Tim Tebow in fantasy before I draft Michael Thomas next year.
Mike Thomas.
Olave is going to be a great.
Olave
and Card is going to be lit.
Build your team around Olave.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
Olave. I like
it. Taysom Hill the fuck up out of there, bro.
I said it. Card was going to be. Carr was going to wind up overrated because of all of the people that were being he was being compared to, right? He was like the secondary to Aaron Rodgers, right? Or the third, or like the B tier behind Rodgers and Lamar. So he was always going to wind up overrated and probably overpaid, but I think he wound up in the perfect situation for him. There's no expectations on him next year, which is perfect for Derek Carr.
I mean,
this should be a fun team to watch, though.
I guess. I mean, it's just like Derek Carr. You know, like I can only get so excited for.
If
Derek
all of
Carr.
Them can get on the field, it'll be lit. If AK, Mike Thomas,
they have a good defense.
Olave, they have a good defense. If they can all get out there, and week yeah, one, that will be defense, a. That's a team to not to be not to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? That's an NFC playoff team, in my opinion.
You say you would take Tim Tebow in fantasy?
I said I would take Tim Tebow in fantasy football before I take Mike Thomas anymore, bro. That's facts. I'm not drafting that guy ever again.
I took a couple flyers on him. He had a couple of games
this year where he actually won me games, but then it was like week eight I had to cut him because he was.
Yeah, he was just not playing. Yeah, him, Keenan Allen, I've taken some shots on, and he's let me down with ACL injuries in the past. They're just guys that I stay away from at this point.
Geno Smith. What, 4 years? 4 years, 110, I want to say, something like that.
3 years, 110.
3 years, 110. Good for him.
Yeah, Geno got his back.
And he's getting 50 this year.
Yeah,
front load the contract.
52 this year, which is wow.
That's a damn. Lot. That's a lot of fucking money.
He deserves it, though. So
are they,
oh, he does deserve it.
Are they now going to get rid of one of DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett? More likely,
I would Lockett's probably. I don't know.
Is he a cap casualty?
He might be.
Is Lockett a free agent?
Is Lockett a potential New York Giant?
I would love to add Tyler.
Why?
Lockett.
He doesn't play whole season.
Yeah, he does. He plays most
Lockett's
of the season.
Durable.
He's durable.
Lockett's
a dog, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up.
I don't think he is, bro.
I think he.
He might miss one or two games.
He misses more than one or two games, bro.
Nah. No, you don't.
I mean, but even then,
but no,
how many
DK is not going anywhere,
playing 15 games in the NFL?
DK's definitely not.
DK's
going
just,
they
got,
just
paid.
Got paid. So.
Yeah, DK just got paid. He's not.
He played. Trying to get the number. What the fuck? It looks like he played every game.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Lockett.
He's consistent.
Dog,
he's
bro.
Tough.
And he had a.
Yeah,
I
he
love
played
Tyler
every game this year, which is. I think it's the only time in his career.
That would be an amazing pickup for the Giants, would be a Tyler Lockett type to go with a rookie.
He could compliment Hodgins and a rookie very
well. Yeah.
They're still considering drafting a quarterback, though. Pete Carroll said that. Kind of doing what Green Bay did a few years ago, get a guy in there to learn.
Is
I guess
Pete Carroll senile?
No.
I think he's a good coach.
Pete Carroll's still doing what he's literally Ron Rivera with a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he's actually good at his job.
I can see the Seahawks getting like a Will Levis or something like that.
You're fantastic drafters.
Don't even bring up the name Will Levis.
Why are you hating on Will Levis?
Dude, did you ever see Will Levis play a game? He is the other than Anthony Richardson. I mean, I don't know how both of them their stocks have gone up this much, Both of them were terrible, like not good quarterbacks in college. Like,
have you seen Will Levis throw the ball?
Oh, it's a great. He has a great arm, but there's been so many.
He can throw the ball, bro.
He made terrible decisions at Kentucky. He was struggling all year this year. Mm-hmm. They had expectations, and he failed miserably. I don't understand the Will Levis love. I also don't understand the Anthony Richardson love.
So I don't think this is a quarterback.
It's not a
quarterback draft.
It's
in my
loaded
opinion.
With quarterbacks, but none of them are going to win.
Really,
I mean,
good like that. CJ Stroud is like.
I like
Ohio
Stroud
star.
And I like Young.
I like Young, bro.
A small quarterback like that, I don't know.
I like Young.
What's Young's ceiling? Like,
I don't know.
Being that
Kyler
tall.
Murray, I guess. I don't know.
Like, that's the thing.
Locked in Kyler Murray, which is a fucking good-ass quarterback, by the way.
It is, but, I don't know. I don't know if I'm taking
I
a mean, shot
right. I read that. Levis was really good before he had expectations, which would scare me off of him. Because Kentucky was supposed to compete in the SEC this year a little bit. And I think they made a very bad bowl. And he didn't play in their bowl game either.
It's Kentucky and the SEC, though. Listen to what you're saying, though.
No, you're right. But Kentucky this year had a really good team, and they were losing to like Vanderbilt, Florida. Like they lost some bad.
That's still not fucking like that's still very tough in the SEC. It's the SEC. It's the hardest conference in the fucking nation, bro.
But you're going against pro teams, bro. Well, you're proving my point.
We'll see what happens.
That wouldn't be. But for the Seahawks, they have Drew Lock already. So
we got to talk about this Anthony Richardson stuff, because why is he shooting up draft boards so much?
He's just an athletic beast.
He could throw. Terrell Pryor.
I mean, Terrell Pryor always should have been a little bit better than he was, though. That's the thing with him. I feel like he never hit his full peak because he couldn't adjust and get in anywhere, settle down.
Richardson reminds me of Jalen Hurts.
Andy hates Anthony Richardson.
That's his game style,
in my opinion.
I don't understand how certain quarterbacks just go up draft boards when they were completely unsuccessful in college. Like Anthony Richardson got benched his junior year, for Emory Jones. Like he got benched last year, so I don't know how he came out of nowhere to be a first round pick. Like I've seen it happen before, but it was way before the combine. And don't even get me started on the combine. That thing should not exist. I can't.
It's just stupid.
They screwed over a USC O-lineman this year. He's going to miss his entire rookie season because he tore his ACL. I think running that cone drill that means nothing. It's so stupid. But no, the Richardson thing, and Levis too. But Levis has been for years. They've been talking about him. But for Richardson, it just happened this year, and he has not been successful. He struggled a lot, but he's a freak athlete.
Let's put it out there. Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. Which out of these quarterbacks, if one of them is going to blow up and be the next NFL franchise QB, which one is it and why?
CJ Stroud.
CJ?
He plays a lot like Justin Fields. I will say that.
Hell no.
With a much better arm. You don't think it's CJ Stroud? Who do you think it is?
Bryce Young or Anthony Richardson.
I think Bryce Young's a good second bet.
Or Anthony Richardson. I think Anthony Richardson going to the Colts.
Number three, right?
They have the three pick. They could trade up to number one and get him.
Yeah, number one's not going to be the Bears. So that was proven. He did an interview this week where he said he was going to trade that thing.
I don't know, because I really don't see a franchise quarterback in like any of them as of
Stetson
right now.
Bennett.
Steady B. the one untold.
I like Stetson.
Is he going to the draft?
Yeah. 60-year senior, he's got to leave.
Hooker from Tennessee.
Hooker from Tennessee is a dog. Hooker doesn't get hurt. He was gonna be a top 10 pick.
He would have been maybe the top pick if he didn't get hurt, bro. He probably would have been. The Giants met with him. I like the Giants taking him in like the third, fourth round, letting him cook behind Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that could be a look.
I like that look.
Bad game this year, so he had a very good season otherwise.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. They just started discussing trade discussions, the Packers and the Jets. We'll see what happens. We were talking last night that the A-Rod was going nowhere, but there's new reports today saying that the Jets and the Packers are discussing.
Still not going there.
Jets owner flew out to California to meet him. So the reason this is a big deal is the Packers had to give him permission. to meet with the Jets. So that means they're ready. Like, they're like, okay, go. Like, go find. So that means
interesting.
Jordan loves the guy in their head, which is good.
That also shows that Aaron Rodgers is playing next season, that he's
most likely, unless you're telling me the Jets were flying out there to convince him to play football, which I don't think they would do.
He's playing football. Yeah. What kind of question is that? Well, he's playing football.
Flirted with retirement for 4 years now.
He's like, not flirting with shit.
So
he's playing.
I think it's fair, but it's definitely not, it's not surprising at all, but yeah, they're letting him go meet with the Jets, which means they're ready to move on. They wouldn't do that otherwise.
Hmm. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I like Aaron Rodgers on the Jets, first of all.
He'll be
and Garrett Wilson is going to cook, period, bro. Hey, Breece Hall, they got, hey. They got Corey Davis still. Team. They got, who else?
Braxton
is there? Elijah Moore.
Braxton Berrios. Yeah, no, Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore, Mims.
Mims, I think, is going to be traded this year.
See, they have Uzoma. They have Zach Conklin as well.
It's tough.
They have a very
good tough with Aaron Rodgers. They got good defense. Yeah.
No, if he goes there, they're a contender.
They're a contender in the AFC if he gets
there.
Although
I think they're going to have to trade a player back to Green Bay. I don't think I don't think it'll be a star, but I do think it'll be a receiver.
Is it weird? I almost want it. Like, even though I'm a Giants fan, I would kind of enjoy seeing the Jets be good. Like, I don't know.
I enjoy when the Jets are good. I enjoy it. I don't like when the Yankees are good, but I enjoy it when the Jets are good. I don't like when the Nets are good either.
Yeah,
fuck them.
But the Jets are really the only one that, like,
The Jets. I enjoy. I like the Jets when they're good.
Yeah,
I fuck with the Jets when they're good.
Because they have a fan base who
they have a fun fan base.
They're like Mets fans. They know.
Yeah, they're just like Mets fans.
They're just enjoying the sport.
That's why I like the Jets, because they're just like the Mets.
Good year, so you gotta enjoy them. I feel. I get it.
Yeah, but I think Ian Rappaport said, don't expect any news anytime soon, because Aaron Rodgers works at his own pace.
Yeah, he's a
That's
fan.
Very true.
I don't want to.
We have so much time. It's just going to.
Yeah.
We're gonna be talking about it for the next like 2.5-3 months, just repetitively.
You know what he said.
And what about Derrick Henry? Do you think Derrick Henry's on the move at all? I don't think so, me personally. But how about you guys?
I think it so depends on the draft. I think he get traded on draft night. They did that last year with AJ Brown, so it's very possible. But
true, they did do it.
I don't think we would see that until the draft.
I just can't see Derrick Henry going anywhere. Honestly, like that's literally their whole offense at this point.
And you're gonna have to give up a lot, like possibly two.
Yeah, I don't know if I give that up for a running back who's probably nearing the end of. Dominant.
How many more years does Derek have?
I would say two.
No, I'd say two or three.
Yeah, two or three probably.
Mm.
And unless
he takes a beating, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, that foot injury was brutal. Mm. Absolutely brutal. That was last season, right?
He stays in shape, though, big time.
No, he's incredible.
He's a fucking dog. So, like, I mean, he still could get five if he stays healthy.
Depends how he takes care of his body.
Yeah, it all depends. All right, let's move on to NBA. John Morant was shown on IG Live with the blicky, with the little strap. 38.
Get the strap.
Now he's out indefinitely.
Yeah.
Play stupid games, you win stupid rewards, in my opinion.
Insert the video of fuck around and find out.
Yeah, I mean, Ja has progressively gotten worse and worse and worse. Ever since he's gained more and more stardom in the NBA, I don't think he has any veteran leadership on his team.
Steven Adams.
Yeah,
said.
I saw that. That
you
was...
saw that report. So yeah. Apparently, Steven Adams hosted a players only meeting, and then right after that, John Morant disregarded and just went out. And apparently, John Morant has had alcohol issues.
Yeah, they said in the rehab or so.
Mm.
That's the rumor.
That's crazy.
Interesting. He might be drinking crazy. A lot. I mean, Memphis is turned up. I can't lie.
Dog. I'm not giving no excuses.
No, you're an NBA.
Nah,
you just
I'm not either.
Bag too. When you're an NBA superstar, you got to do better.
Bro. I'm not either. He's got to get right. I understand he's a young guy, and like, I just think he's just been around the wrong influences, and I think there's nobody that's really like trying to like tell him that he's doing wrong. And
as much as I respect Steven Adams never lived what John Morant's living like. John Morant's a young guy with a lot of money now, who kind of came out of nowhere and is very successful. And
now imagine if he was a New York Knick.
I don't know if he'd be in this position because they signed Kemba the same year. I think Kemba would have been a really good influence on him.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds very silly, but I think if he had gotten like that Vader guy or like, yeah, really, like Rajon Rondo type veteran leadership, like,
yeah,
that would have helped. But he'll be all right. I think he'll figure it out.
I hope so for his sake.
I hope he does.
I don't know if you guys saw the tweet of like him taking a picture with a fan courtside and it was literally like a toddler. And then they were like, they shot him afterwards. it's awful, bro. And then like the Ja Morant, you know?
Ja Morant.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Ja Wick. Like these memes are nuts. And you're putting yourself in that position to get memes.
Yeah, I heard that. I think it was Mark Spears said that there's a possibility if he brought the gun on the team playing that it's a 50-game suspension. So.
Yeah. Yep, I think
that's what they're investigating.
Because he would have, that means he brought it to Denver with him. But then again, that's really, really hard to prove because
that is tough to prove.
He could just say, like, oh, my friend brought it. You know,
it's very,
that's tough to prove
because you can't go back in time.
Yeah. He's been hanging out with Moneybagg too much. They're just out.
Yeah, he's hanging out with all these Memphis rappers, man. And it's just really been bad for him. Bad for the brain.
RJ Barrett would never.
Never, literally never.
Yeah, because RJ Barrett's a loser.
My boy actually saw RJ Barrett at one of the New York clubs and he said he was hanging with some uglies.
Oh yeah.
He's Canadian. What do you expect?
Jesus. My God.
I like Canada.
This is a sick Negro.
I like Canada. I don't know.
But speaking of RJ Barrett, the Knicks are on the night game winning streak.
Let's talk about it. I mean, it's just crazy to me that, like, the entire time you guys were on vacation, you could have took $100 and put that on Knicks Moneyline and just kept flipping it for literally the whole vacation. But instead, Ed was just texting me about how much he hates Jalen Brunson and RJ Barrett the whole time.
I won real life money, so I don't really.
That's nasty, bro. Come on.
There's no sports books on the boat, bro.
Yeah, that's tough.
But I would have did it.
That would have been nuts. That would have been sick.
What did that roulette?
But
care about the we were Knicks.
Cooking.
But. The Knicks are on a 9-game winning streak, and correct. I'm going to enjoy every single second of it
because I sure am.
This is the best basketball I've ever seen the Knicks play in my lifetime. I was, I mean, then again, you got to think of the time spans that I've seen teams like this is.
I agree.
You know, I mean, this is past the 2012-2013 Knicks team. It really is because you look at this team. There's so much unity and defense on it, bro. It's an entirely different ballgame. The average age of that team was 31.8 years old. The average age of this team is 24.6, bro. These are young dogs,
was
bro.
Crazy.
They were nasty. They were nasty.
No,
right now,
the
these
vibe
Knicks
was
are playing,
crazy.
They're playing better basketball right now, I think. I don't know.
This team is built to last longer than the 2012 team just because...
That age right there?
It's more team oriented in a sense than the 2012 team because the 2012 team was mostly mellow isos and Amari Stoudemire pick and rolls. This team is really more JR off
the
bench.
Yeah,
cool. And now we got quickly sixth man of the year right now.
And you have two options.
Top candidate right now for sixth man of the year. Brogdon.
Him and Brogdon are both -110 right now.
I think Malcolm Brogdon might need to slide into the starting lineup.
Yeah, no, the Celtics are
they've
got to
change
right
something.
Now.
And you see what Quickley's doing when he is in the starting lineup. We just saw what he did against the Celtics. Straight dog day ass for 38-7 and what, 6?
Yeah, and it's what's really impressive is that
four
Julius
steals,
Randle, yeah, and two blocks. When
two
Julius
blocks?
Randle has needed a number two, like Brunson obviously missed that game. He's going to miss tonight as well. When Julius Randle needed a number two, RJ or Quickley stepped up every time, bro. That was really the difference.
RJ stepped up too. He had 28.
Yeah,
Randle had
28, 7, and 5. Randle had like 33. Like,
telling you, man.
Something.
The Knicks, if RJ could come together and really just step up and play when Brunson is playing too.
Yeah.
That's going to be the key. If we can get RJ getting 20 a game while Brunson is on the floor, the Knicks are very fucking dangerous. And I wouldn't want to play the motherfuckers in the playoffs at all. I don't care who I am.
Boston doesn't want to see us.
Boston definitely don't want that static. 3-1 against Boston this year.
And we banged up both you guys in the process, too. Mitchell Robinson, too, is... I gotta
He's grown into a fucking He-Man.
He's been nasty.
He's grown into a grown-ass man. He's a force to be reckoned with down there. He's getting all boards.
Yep.
He's getting all putbacks. Yep. He's blocking mad shots. He's just a grown-ass mammoth down there. Fuck you talking about? And Brunson is him.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. I don't even have to reiterate
that
again. He
might be underpaid. I'm not going to lie.
He's criminally underpaid.
Yeah. And as we get into the contract more and more years, bro, it's going to be getting even
And the money goes down more and more each year. Exactly. It's front-loaded.
It's going to be a tough playoffs if we bounce out the first round.
I can't see it.
I'll guarantee that we'll win a playoff series, bro. I'll say it on here, bro.
I guarantee it, too.
The Knicks are going to win a playoff.
What, come out the first round?
Yeah.
How much?
200.
200?
Yeah. What about you, Matt?
You seen it here first.
What about you, Matt?
Who do you guys play? You play the Cavs right now?
No, we play the Hornets tonight. Or, yeah.
No. I mean, no, like, it's the playoffs.
Oh. Cavs, or it will be the Heat.
Bro, the Heat. Too.
No.
The Heat, I think, are a play-in team.
Yeah, they're a play-in team.
Yeah, they're the seven. No, they're not. They're the seven, which would mean they play us, right? Oh, no, it's weird the way that it goes.
The play-in's definitely
no, you guys are the 4-5 with Cleveland right now, so.
Yeah.
Cleveland won last night.
So. I mean, so are we not
But we have a real shot at getting that 3 seed, too, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're 4 back. I don't know. That's a
That's not that deep.
The Sixers been playing is kind of crazy,
They're snapping.
They're playing great.
You Sixers might catch the 2 seed.
I wasn't around when they played the Hawks. All right, this is different. How much you want to put on it between him now and then that? I'm not putting 200 on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole swingman jersey, dude.
A little 50.
We'll talk.
50.
Talk. I'll meet you somewhere in the middle.
25? That's the middle.
No, I meant that. But, no, the Knicks are playing good ball. Josh Hart's a difference maker.
Super big-time difference maker. 6-0 since he's arrived.
No, 9-0. I mean, since he got here.
That's all I'm saying. I thought it was 6-0.
I'm pretty sure 6-0.
We had a spark like this 2 years ago.
It's different. It's entirely different with the.
It's a different
team.
This team is really way, way better. We had fucking Elfrid Payton as our
Nerlens
fucking
Noel
point.
Noel was starting on that team. Right?
Yeah,
Nerlens
bro.
Noel. Yeah,
Mitchell Robinson didn't even play in that series. He was hurt.
This is that team matured and experienced, bro. Like this, they're here, bro, with pieces.
All of them. Quickly was a rookie.
Quickly, RJ was in his second year, bro. Obi was a rookie. These guys all got
all these boys
minutes,
is
bro.
ready to play now. All these boys is ready to play ball.
I gotta see it to believe it.
I've seen what I need.
That's fair. You can have that opinion that you have to see it to believe it. Knicks fans deserve that right to think, hey, it might go wrong.
But the thing is, it's not like the Knicks are on this 9-game win streak and are just beating up on bad teams.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Dogs.
Beat the Heat twice. Beat the Sixers twice.
Beat the Celtics twice. Those are all dogs.
Last team you brought up. What's up with that? What the hell, man?
I mean, listen.
That saved the best for last.
Yeah. But the Celtics.
Yeah, I'm looking at the standings right now, and the Sixers might catch the Celtics with the way they're playing right now. And
the Celtics have been playing bad. They're on a four-game losing streak right now. Three-game
losing streak. They're 5-5 in the last 10. Milwaukee's 9-1, so they're the one seed's probably out of the way now. But
the Bucks got it. It's the Bucks to lose. Obviously,
the Bucks won 16 straight. Nobody was saying anything.
That's
they're
what
dogs.
They do.
They're dogs.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They're fucking dogs. Yeah. It's theirs to lose, in my opinion.
The Celtics will figure. But for the Knicks, like I said, the Knicks fans, they do deserve the right to say, I see it, I believe it.
I think I think getting to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks is completely wide open.
That would be a successful season in my eyes.
It's completely wide open.
You'd have to play them in the second
round. It's completely wide open.
Yeah, as of right now, I think.
If you play the Celtics in the second round, it's up and it's stuck. I'm telling you right now.
Tough.
It is going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. I think it would go six or seven, bro.
But now,
it would at least go six.
The Knicks now have the depth and the experience for a playoff series. Like
we just beat them fully healthy without Brunson.
But the playoffs are different.
The Celtics were not.
Everyone knew though going into that
healthy
series
enough.
Against the
Tatum
Hawks.
Brown.
If you take away Julius Randle, the Knicks have no shot. You know, nowadays you could go into a series and you can say we're going to shut down fucking Julius Randle, and then all of a sudden now RJ quickly Brunson, these guys are stepping up and being scoring options.
Play in the playoffs. We know Randle's going to play. Hopefully he shows up, but
I know Jalen Brunson's a certified playoff bucket. That's all yeah. I know, bro.
He, last year.
Bro,
he,
you're basing that off 1 year. He's been in
against five
so he was fucking up Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs. He's fucking them up.
5 years, he had one good
and he fucked
series.
The Suns up, too. He had two good playoff series. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, going off 1 year.
Okay. And that was
that's
last
it.
Year.
That's it? That's all we're doing?
Yeah, yeah, because you're going off 1 year with Julius Randle.
Yeah,
you're going off of 1 year with Julius Randle. So I'm going to go off of 1 year with Jalen Brunson.
He was dog shit the next year. Everybody wanted him off the team, right?
That year's an outlier now when you look at how good he's been this season. That was clearly not.
If you're saying that year don't count, the Brunson year don't count.
It's two entire.
No, I'm saying that you can base playoff performances off of 1 year.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Celtics didn't have Rob Williams or Malcolm.
For the second game, yeah, but yeah. They did for the first game.
Yeah, the first game was Blake Griffin played meaningful moments.
Yeah,
that was rough.
That was Blake Griffin. That was a rough watching Julius Randle just soar for rebounds above.
I'm just saying, don't be disappointed if we lose the first round.
Whoa! I mean, says he was playing with Luka, which opened up the floor for Brunson. Brunson played best when Luka was out, and he had to step up and be the number one option.
So he had a 50 ball without Luka.
And the story was Jalen Brunson steps up and is looking like a number one option. That was the story. That's all I'm saying.
I see disappointment in your future.
We'll see.
Luka versus D-Book. That was an interesting game. I think that would be a great first round.
They're
matchup.
Both fucking crybabies when they see each other.
Whoa. Yeah. Did you see the like Luka, honestly. He backs it up, though. Like,
Luka cries to the ref.
So does Booker.
Booker really cries. He cries.
Booker cries a lot.
He cries.
They both back it up. What are we talking about?
Booker doesn't.
Booker He's doesn't good. Back it up.
Luka's top.
I could see Booker hiding behind KD.
Top three
now. Like Booker's player a little
elite.
Loud now that he's got Kevin Durant.
I like Booker. Booker's a good player. Luka's on a different
he's
level.
Top three in the league right now.
Yes, he is. He's number three.
It's Jokic, Giannis.
Yeah. And then Luka. Absolutely.
Look,
I got Tatum.
Look, the way Tatum's played, Tatum's great.
Yeah, when Tatum just got outplayed by Julius Randle.
That was nasty,
bro.
So?
That was nasty.
That last shot, I know I don't want to go that back, but that last shot before. That was the angriest I've ever seen Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to set up a play. And, oh, by the way, Grant Williams.
Luka's better than KD right now.
You don't think Luka's better than KD right now?
No. If Luka had a jump shot, I think he'd be the best player in the league. No.
Luka had a jump shot. I mean, bro.
Luka can shoot. What are we talking about?
Nah, he's not the best shooter.
He's not efficient. That's the thing. He may not
be efficient. Somebody's not a best shooter.
He's efficient.
I don't know.
He's a playmaker that gets buckets.
He's a walking triple-double. Him, Jokic, Giannis. 35%
from three.
Have
he boosted that a little bit?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's not efficient from deep because he takes a ton. He does that step-back, sidestep type of deal constantly, but... I don't know. I still like Luka. I can't see him going too far just because I think Kyrie ultimately is going to hold him back.
Your Kyrie hate
holding
is weird,
back.
Like, I never understood. Like, why do you hate Kyrie so much?
I don't, bro. We've seen it in the crunch time, bro. Like, it's
what in the crunch time?
That they don't have success multiple times now.
Who?
Down the stretch of Luka and Kyrie being on the floor together has resulted in the Mavericks not able to win the game because they haven't had any. Chemistry and crunch time.
They played how many games together?
Okay, well, the playoffs are coming up, and everyone's expecting them to be a contender, and I am
they're
not
still going
to
be a contender.
Right now, they're in the play.
So
that's what I'm saying. They're not playing good basketball. Like this isn't
that.
Like,
they're one game behind the sixth seed, and the Mavs are one game out of the third seed. So if that were to happen, that means they're going to see each other in the first. They're going to see each other in the first round. It's going to be the 3-6 matchup. I'm going to tell you right now.
The five seed, but
a game away from the five is a big game.
5-4, whatever. Same shit.
Right now, though, but I wouldn't want to play the Suns right now.
I wouldn't either at all.
After that, other than
that's the Suns comp. That's the Suns comp to me. Is
Minnesota right now?
I mean,
win streak too.
Fuck Minnesota.
Bro, it's just how
they beat three pretty good teams.
Fuck,
bro.
What are the Warriors? Doing right
I was good. That's what I'm about winning. To say. They're fully healthy, and it's time
it's
to play
time
ball.
To
it's
up,
about
up.
That time once again for the Warriors to just steal the fucking show from everybody once again.
Honestly,
so we'll see
gonna,
what happens.
I honestly think they're going to take the play-in route.
They could, and Steph Curry. Could
they're
like
in
the
five.
In the first
they're solidifying the five seed right now. They're Warriors. Oh, they're a game up, but
they're
like,
gonna smack the Kings in the first round. That's what I see happening.
Yeah, I see.
That's gonna be a
smack around the fucking Kings in the first round.
See, that's they're gonna baptize the Kings.
Dude, right?
they're gonna fuck them up.
Yeah. Right now, the Kings would play Minnesota. That would probably be the lowest rated.
I would not watch a game ever. I promise you.
The only reason anybody would watch is because of Anthony Edwards. Literally, they have a star. That's the only reason anybody would watch.
Oh, brother.
But just don't let the Kings end up playing the Warriors, man. I mean, Steph Curry would just put De'Aaron Fox just in the dirt. That would be so embarrassing defensively for Fox.
Hey, but that would – every team needs that. Like, young teams need that beating.
Right? Oh, yeah.
From a great team like that, it's either going to be the Kings.
Somebody be a sweep or 5-1.
Yeah, I could see the Kings getting one off.
No. I doubt it.
No, and that's it in that scenario. I don't think
can sweep.
Fully healthy Warriors team is not.
Although the Warriors splits are made. They're 27-7 at home and 7-24 on the road, which I've never seen. I don't know how
because they rest everybody.
Yeah, if you get me the splits of how many games Curry and those guys have played on the road, then maybe. But just on paper, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
what else we got in the NBA?
I mean, nothing really. Giannis's triple double got taken away or some shit.
Nah, it got reinstated
again.
Yeah.
So they took it away and then
they
gave it back.
What the hell?
Fucking ridiculous. I don't even know.
They decided there wasn't enough money on Giannis's triple double that
The sake of player props in Vegas, they need a clear definition of what a rebound is and what an assist is. Well, a very fucking clear to where it's indisputable whether that fucking player got a rebound or not. Because now these fucking scorekeepers, stat keepers are fucking padding.
Okay, so Double R says it's because the ball hit the rim that they gave it to him. But from what I saw, it was basically that it has to have meaningful intent. Like the shot has to be.
I don't think that's fair, though, because you give a player a rebound if there's an air ball.
I get that. That comes down to somebody's discretion at that point, which I think is wrong. And I think the hitting the rim is a better determination.
It's such a weird rule. With the way sports betting is, there has to be a clear rule.
Yeah, it's not very black and white. They're kind of just robbing people out here. I can't even lie. I don't know if you guys saw, but already this year is record numbers in not only like how much people are betting on basketball and across the United States, but also the amount of people that are calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Like, it's actually like record highs, and that's not shocking.
Well, that's because
it's just more volume.
They just keep, as long as they keep adding
states on,
yeah, they're
going to keep breaking that record every year.
And it's going to double this week because with March Madness, it's
just going to be disgusting.
Have this one.
Yeah.
That's
smart,
folks.
Yes,
let's see. Let's switch off of NBA. Let's talk some college hoops.
Oh yeah, we've been waiting for this. It's almost March Madness, but this is the week before, so there's conference tournament. I just want to give a quick wrap here of
all right,
some of the big conferences. Just some teams to look out for this week. The SEC, Kentucky's figuring it out, which was not a surprise. So if you're gonna make any bets on that, we were just talking about betting. Kentucky's probably the team to go to in the SEC right now. They're on fire. They're healthy. Once they get their point guard back completely, that team could win the national title, which I know on Moneyline Madness we're going to be doing like a – I'm going to give you the national champions
type
team.
Of,
yeah.
Type of
another thing I wanted to go through, the Big 12. Big conference. Everybody's been beating everybody this weekend. TCU got killed by Oklahoma, who's the worst team in the conference. So, very surprising. Ooh. So, if you're going to bet on that one, I'm actually big on Baylor. I know Baylor just got –
No, Baylor's playing. They could shoot the lights out.
They had a 3-game win streak before this weekend, and then I decided to indulge and went with their money line, and I got fucked. They lost by 20 to Iowa State at home. They got killed, but coming in with that type of beating, they're actually playing Iowa State again this week, so I think they win that one in their round one. I think Baylor's a team you could look at, and probably – I didn't look at the number, where you could probably get good odds on that.
Baylor's
so
going to
really
creep up on Texas, I think, ultimately, as the second team coming out of the Big 12.
Yeah, them and – if they're going to have probably Kansas in the second round, their second game. That's going to be a
Kansas
hell of a game.
Kansas is tough, bro.
Yeah,
Kansas is always tough, man.
Right now I've got three teams in my head that can win the national title. Kansas, Houston. Baylor – because of the last two, Not Houston.
Not the Cougs?
Houston's good, but they just got taken to the brink against Memphis, and Memphis isn't that good.
They're Memphis. I could see Memphis making kind of a Cinderella.
Yeah, they needed a buzzer beater to beat Memphis. Kentucky scares me because that team's got too much. Like, they're going to have more talent next year, but Kentucky finally got healthy. They're ready. I think they could win a national title, but it starts this weekend. And anybody who's bringing up Alabama, forget that. Alabama's playing average as hell this year. This last few weeks, they almost lost to South Carolina. They did lose to Texas A&M, I believe. Like, yeah, they're.
Is Avery Johnson still coaching Alabama?
Oh no! It's Nate Oates now. But I love
from Jersey on that team.
Is that Quinterly?
Yeah.
Devon Quinterly? Yeah. He went to Nova at first and transferred there. Yep. Yeah, but and in terms of the local teams, if you're a Rutgers fan, I'm sure there's a lot of people, Rutgers fans. They need to win Thursday. If they win, they're probably in. They play Michigan. They just got to win that game.
That's a tough game to win.
No, it's a very tough game because Michigan also needs to win to get in. So it's basically a win and you're in.
If you're a fan of any Philadelphia college, I'm sorry. You know how to get towards this ain't your month.
That's
Temple, Nova. These are
those are teams that flopping. Right now Nova needs to win that conference, but I wouldn't want to play Nova right now. They're on fire. If they can, they're gonna have a tough second round matchup because they're gonna have to play Providence. But I wouldn't be surprised if Nova won the Big East. I wouldn't bet on it because Seton Hall. They had it. They had their shot, and then they lost three in a row against good teams. So they have to. They did win a ranked game this week on the road, but they most likely have to win their conference.
St. Joe's.
St. Joe's actually just won today, so I'll give you that.
I haven't heard of them since the tournament last year. That's why I asked.
And St. John's is probably done as well. They're going to probably fire their coach. Right. Oh, if you're we do have a team, Fairleigh Dickinson, New Jersey, made the tournament. And
really?
There's some local teams. Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson got in on a stupid rule, but they're in. Iona, also a New York team.
How's Monmouth this year?
They just lost the other day in their conference second round, I want to say. They did get a conference win, but they're out. So. Yeah, there's some good teams around here. I think everybody's kind of waiting on Rutgers. They're obviously the state school. Everybody's looking at them, but
yeah, I always cheer for Rutgers big time. They could have really advanced last year.
Yeah.
I was really pissed about how they lost in the tournament last year.
They lost to that Houston team right before. Yeah, they were good. Right before Houston became what they are now, which is the number one team in the nation.
That Rutgers team was damn good.
I like that. That Rutgers team is—they're boring to watch. I'll say that because they play defense and nobody likes defense.
I liked Ron Harper, Geo Baker combo. That was lit.
Yeah, and Caleb McConnell this year—they're looking to.
Yeah.
If they get in, they could definitely upset somebody in the first round.
I agree.
College baseball.
We want to talk some WBC.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes out what this
it started
this
today. Actually.
It started today.
Cuba had their game.
Yeah,
And Yoenis Cespedes was starting left fielder.
Wow,
how did he do?
I have no idea. I will look actually now.
He probably went 0-3 and re-injured his fucking whatever, whatever the fuck he hurt.
Yeah, he hurt something. I mean, I don't know. I'm not
Matt Harvey started
until the United States is playing. I don't know, or like Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic. Or
United
Japan.
States. So the way that they scheduled it, I don't know where the World Baseball Classic is this year. I think it's in one of the Latin American countries.
I was going to say Mexico. I think
Mexico. The games are at 10 o'clock, unfortunately. So if you don't like to stay up late, we play
at night. That's not bad. We play, I like that.
We play nine. They play at 9 p.m. on. Actually, Cuba plays at 11 o'clock tonight. Mm. We start against Great Britain. Probably going to win that game.
Smack the fuck out of them.
If you're looking for teams, I think America, obviously, that the teams. Stacked, obviously. Dominican Republic, that doesn't surprise anybody. Puerto Rico is the team I'm going with.
Yeah,
Puerto Rico's a fucking beast of a team. They got
the
Lindor.
They got the dream infield that we wanted. They got Correa and Lindor back to back next to each other. That's that team's insane.
They got Edwin Diaz too, right?
Yeah. They also, I believe, have Seth Lugo. He for some reason, whenever the WBC comes around, he turns it off.
I think the Americans is going to be the Americans versus Dominicans, in my opinion.
I think it was last time. I also didn't mention Japan. Japan is the best player on the planet. We don't know the
Otani.
We don't know the Japanese players because they take the guys from their country usually,
in
their league, but they're always. Good,
I think I'm taking the DR.
Yeah, it's tough not to go with the DR.
Is crazy.
That team's just.
I mean, you look and they got Machado, they got Christian Javier, they got. Julio Garcia, Rodriguez. They have Cueto too. J-Rod. They got Alcantara. Yeah, they got J-Rod, Wander Franco, Rafael Devers, Willie Adames, like Kettle Marte.
And that doesn't even include Vladimir Guerrero.
Sterling Marte?
No, where's Marte? He's not. They're not letting Marte play.
Why?
The
Mets aren't letting him play
from that injury. He's still not 100% healed from that injury.
And he would have been Dominican too, right? Or Cuban? He might be Cuban.
I'm almost certain he's.
Jeremy Peña and Gene Segura though as well.
Yeah, that's not it. That wasn't including Vladimir Guerrero. Who could
play. No, they said he's not playing because
they said he's gonna see if they advance far enough. He might play.
Oh wow, it was wagging.
I wouldn't, but obviously.
Yeah, this DR is probably players, gonna win, right? This. So, yeah, no, DR is probably gonna win this one. Honestly.
Yeah, they're never know with
the USA.
US has Trout. US has who?
Well, we were supposed to have Harper too, but Harper's not allowed to play.
Yeah,
his team, and it's
that hurts big time.
The American struggle. Their pitchers
are Alonso. I mean,
Pete Alonso, McNeil,
Nolan Jeff Arenado, McNeil, man. Mookie, Paul Goldschmidt,
Schwarber, Mullins, Kyle Tucker.
Yeah,
that's not being DR.
The pitching's also very weak. Our opening starters and
we have Trey Turner
Adam
as well. Like, and Kyle Tucker. So,
we don't have Kershaw or Verlander.
Kershaw wanted to play, but I believe he's hurt.
Mm. We're fucked. Yeah, no way to be in that DR team. That DR team's fucking stacked.
Yeah, no, we're cooked.
DR and Puerto Rico are the two favorites in my head. But no, I think way America, US is America's winning that. Gonna get deep.
We'll get deep. We'll get to the quarterfinals, semifinals, some shit, but that's about it. Fucking with them.
Yeah. Our pitching just stinks.
I know Double R is listening. JT Real Mutos.
That is a fact. And him and Higashioka, which is a. That's
oh, and I didn't know Trey Turner was on the team.
Oh, yeah. Trey Turner. Trey Turner's solid.
We got Arenado on?
Yeah.
Arenado.
He's a signature, a classic USA baseball guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Where's O'Neill Cruz playing for?
I don't think.
I think he's DR, but I don't think.
I don't think he's playing.
Okay.
Which just says a lot that he might not have been.
All right.
True.
I think that wraps it up. That was a good one. Good little hour in. I'm pretty sure right an hour.
Yeah, a little over
an hour.
O'Neill Cruz didn't make the team.
He's too. I mean, exactly. That's crazy.
He's not going to play.
Fucking crazy. That's how stacked that team is. He couldn't even – O'Neill Cruz couldn't even make the team. It's fucking nuts. All right. Mo Sports TV, it was so great to have us back in the basement.
Let's get it.
We're booming. Elite 7-on-7 next weekend. We're going to talk – hey, we might bring Nico on for a segment. Why not have him talk about – have us talk about the Elite 7-on-7 tournament going down March 18th and 19th for the youth leagues, for the youth high school. Into Infalls is going to be
like
lit. It's going to be
lit. How long is Pat Ewing? Pat Ewing's losing his job this year. I mean,
we're not going to end this episode slandering Nick's legend. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Just not on a 9-game win streak. So you know, it's not happening. Patrick Ewing is a legend.
I love Patrick Ewing, the Nick. One of the worst college coaches I've ever seen. He is horrible.
Most TV. I'll see y'all later.